she's real fine, my 409.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing on 105.3 The Fan.
Well, I saved happy 2015 to you. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing with your host, David Blassingame.
Good morning.
Lane Lewis.
Good morning.
And me, Sybil. We are missing one today.
Tammy's not with us.
Unfortunately, Tammy's off for the holiday, but that's okay.
It's okay.
Autoflex is still open. You can call them. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com, where you can follow along with all of the stories we're going to do on the air and a lot more stories on our Facebook page. All the stories we do are posted on the Autoflex Facebook page. Go to autoflex.com/Facebook, like us, and by golly, you'll have sort of an inside line. There's also some cool videos and stuff that we can't do on the air,
right?
And they're on there.
Love that. You can also call us, the number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or send us an Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733 and contribute. We need you to fill Tammy's shoes today, so we're going to rely heavily on you, the listener, to call in or send us a fan text. Coming up later in the show, we're going to talk about teen deaths and what kind of cars they most likely happen in. But first, it is the new year, so let's get into cars that are going out of production.
You know, I looked down the Facebook page for the past week, and I picked the very most interested, the stories that have the highest number of interests, mm-hmm. Highest number of hits. And one of them was 12 cars that will go out of production this year. And I think one of the best reasons for that is you probably don't want to get one of these cars this year. It'll be discounted, but the discount that you'll have to take when you get rid of it is going to be greater. So if you're out there looking, the Acura TL and the TSX are both gone.
No, those are so cute.
They were, well, you know, the TL, though, was a little bit big, and the TSX was a little bit small, and Acura has replaced them with a TLX, and it's really the right-sized car and maybe a better car than both of them. So that's a good thing. Cadillac CTS station wagon. When the recession hit and it affected Europe and the United States, the Cadillac CTS wagon basically died because it was built for Europeans. The Europeans love sporty wagons. Americans, not so much.
I didn't realize there were still any station wagons in production.
Oh, if you go to Europe, you're going to find BMW and Mercedes all have sporty wagons that people have.
That's kind of where the crossovers came into play.
Exactly. So we have crossovers. They have sporty wagons. We won't have the Cadillac CTS wagon again. The Chevrolet Captiva. This was sort of a bridge vehicle that they built because they couldn't build enough Equinoxes to sell, so they built a Captiva. Now their Equinox capacity is up to where it needs to be, and you won't see any more Captivas.
I'm not even familiar with that. Was it an SUV?
That's why. That's the reason.
That's why they're not making it anymore.
Yeah. Hey, listen, folks. All of these cars are not being made because they didn't make money. The only reason they make cars is to make money. Has nothing to do with anything else. This is why they're not making them. Chrysler 200 convertible. This is sort of a disappointment to me because this is one of the few convertibles that actually had a back seat that was usable. And they are doing away with it. So expect to see another convertible coming from Fiat Chrysler in the near future. The Dodge Avenger. You know, we talked last week about how Dodge was becoming a muscle vehicle and not a family vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
And they were looking for the excitement and stuff. Well, the Avenger was a four-door family sedan, and it just doesn't fit the new mold, so it's gone. The Ford E-Van, the E-Series van, which is the delivery van that everyone has seen, and they're actually going to continue making these E-Series vans for commercial customers, but people basically quit buying them. Unless you've got a delivery service, it's just not a practical vehicle. They're big, and they carry a lot, but they're not terribly efficient either.
Well, isn't it possible then if somebody had a fleet of them, then maybe over time they start selling them off once they replace that, and they could be on the streets by consumers?
Well, they are still some by consumers, but they're converted for the most part. They've got the big conversions done on them. And Ford's replaced them with the Transit commercial vehicle, which is a better sized and more efficient commercial vehicle. And there was a great, I doubt they'll ever write any songs about the Transit, but there was a song written about the Ford Econoline. A writer named Nancy Griffiths wrote a song, Too Many Nights He Left Her Crying With His Cheating and His Lying, but his big mistake was him buying her that Ford Econoline. I think that's a good way to get rid of a girlfriend, give her a big van.
Yeah.
All right.
Mom-mobile.
Next, the Honda Insight. It was sort of a Prius fighter. It was never really, it didn't make a lot of sense. It only had two seats. It didn't get super, super gas mileage. It wasn't like the first generation Insight, which was the first hybrid, and it sold like hotcakes because it was a cool car. Not so much this one. So, Jaguar XK, after nearly 20 years, Jag is doing away with the XK. It's being replaced by the F-Type. XK was just old and stodgy. Nissan Cube.
Mm-hmm.
The car that cut the air like a box.
And looked like a box.
It did. You know, I think the quirky square cars have pretty well run their gamut, and they're going to be going away. Nissan Murano Cabriolet, the convertible Murano, which was one of the ugliest cars ever made, I think. And it had a base price of $42,000.
Dang!
Which, yeah.
For that car?
Yes.
It was a convertible, though. I thought it was cute, but yeah.
You know, it's cute like a French bulldog.
Right.
And finally, the one I really hate to see go, the FJ Cruiser. And it's the last year of the FJ Cruiser. I love the car. You can't see out of it when you drive it. It's got horrible visibility.
Yeah.
But it's just a cool car, and it's a great beach car if you or a camping car, that kind of thing. Rubber mats and lots of cool equipment on it. Anyway, it's gone after this year.
So the FJ Cruiser doesn't sell? That surprises me because they're so cute, and I feel like I see them all the time.
There's a limited buying market on it, and let me tell you, if you have one, they resell better than almost anything out there. They have got tremendous resale value, but as a new vehicle, they just aren't selling enough of them to justify continuing making them.
So if you're driving one of those cars, should you try to keep it and maybe it'll be worth something down the road, or do you try to get out of it and get into something that's going to have better resale value?
I think if I could, I'd trade it this year before they're actually discontinued, while they're still got a current year model on the books, because they're going to go down in resale value for the most part. Now, maybe not the FJ, just because they maintain resale like a Jeep Wrangler does.
I love those.
Yeah.
Getting some AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733 talking about Jaguars. Is that a reliable car? I'm considering an XF series.
You know, here's the thing. Jaguar is more reliable than it used to be, but compared to a lot of other cars, not tremendously. No, it's in the same class as the Land Rover. People that drive them love them, but you have to understand that there's so many gadgets on there, or they're made in such a way that you're going to have some warranty work done from time to time. So the best way to keep one is to keep one in warranty. You don't want to drive it out of warranty. And realize that it's a great driving car. It's one of the best driving cars in the world. But it's going to break from time to time. That's just part of the deal.
That's still my dream car, though. I love the Jaguar. And then I'm sure one of these days, when I'm old enough to afford one, I'm going to get it and be like, dang it, David and Tammy warned me not to get this. They said it would break down and be expensive.
AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text, the Captiva was the old Saturn View. Thank you, David. You're exactly right.
Another AutoFlex Leasing Fan Text. Honda Insight is a four-door. The CRZ is a two-seater. Which one's going away?
Well, the four-door is going away this year, and probably the two-seater will go away next year.
Okay.
The CRZ is everyone's idea of a sporty hybrid is clearly not the same. In fact, most people, when they think about hybrids, don't think about sporty. And the CRZ, the little two-door coupe they built, that was their hybrid car. That was going to be sporty. And the concept just hasn't gone over. They've only sold 188 units. They only sold 188 units nationwide last month, down 36% compared to November of 13. So the CRZ is going away.
And speaking of people having differing opinions and different tastes, I just said how much I love the FJ Cruiser. And this AutoFlex Leasing fan texter said, FJs are ugly in most cases. Have you ever seen the yellow and white one? Horrible. And yeah, he does have a point there. The yellow and white. But yellow anything is going to be bad.
You know, a lot of people, it looks like a school bus.
Yeah.
A lot of people painted the roofs because they came in contrasting colors. So you'd have a black car with a white roof or a yellow car with a white roof. And a lot of people painted the roofs.
Yeah.
And I think it made a better looking car.
I've seen an all gray one and I loved it the way it looked with just not the two-tone, with just all over color. So speaking of cars that are going out of date for 2015, now we're going to play a little fortune teller and we're going to talk about cars we might not see in 2016.
Well, and these are just predictions, and so obviously nothing here is in stone, but there's a few cars that are out on the market that have been on the market for a while that aren't selling well now. and or that just haven't changed in years, and they tend to be the ones next on the chopping block. The very first one that comes to mind is the Volkswagen Eos, which when it came out, I thought was the coolest thing in the world. It was a hardtop convertible. It was affordable compared to all the other hardtop convertibles at the time, and it was just a great-looking car. Not a great-looking car, but a cool-performing car, and again, it had a usable back seat, and because it was a hardtop convertible, it was quiet. But it's just been too many years since they've redesigned the car, and they're not selling well. And now Volkswagen builds a convertible Beetle, which can take it its place. And I think probably you'll see the end of that. Sort of like the Scion IQ, which was a cute little hatchback. They're not selling.
I'm going to the AutoFlex Facebook page to see all these cars because I'm not familiar with some of them. I know that the Scion IQ was, is that the newest one they came out with?
No, the IQ actually came out, probably 5 or 6 years ago.
Oh, okay.
And the other thing is, it was a terribly efficient car, but at gas under $2 a gallon, it's sort of hard to get someone to drive a little bitty car.
It looks and like
it's
a smart
car. It's a
tiny
little car, yeah. It's a tiny little car. Honda CR-Z, we talked a little bit about that. Hyundai Genesis Coupe. You know, Hyundai has done two revamps on the Genesis four-door sedan, but they haven't revamped the Genesis Coupe in all those years. So it's sort of old and stodgy and probably not going to be around much more. Mm. Mitsubishi IMEV. It's the little tiny electric Mitsubishi, and they are just not selling, period. So I think probably, again, it's hard to justify spending a lot more money for an electric car if you're looking at just the economics of it. And even though it looks like a Jetson car, it doesn't fly. And it doesn't fly off the shelves either. Nissan Armada. The old Nissan Armada, it is a truck-based SUV, which nobody builds anymore, basically. And it's not terribly quiet. It's rough riding. It uses a lot of gasoline. And again, it is not... had a revamp, even though they revamped the QX56 and then turned it into a QX80. Infiniti did. Nissan did nothing with the Armada. So it's in its 12th model year in 2015, hasn't changed much, and sales are way down. Toyota Venza, sort of the same thing. Toyota never redesigned the car, so it's been the same since 2008, and people get tired of the same design.
Mm-hmm.
And so its sales have dropped way off. Honda Cross Tour, that was basically that was a hatchback Accord, and it's not a great looking car. I guess that's the nicest way to put that. And if you wanted a CUV or an SUV, there's plenty of competitors out there that would give it a run for its money. I think probably it will be going away. The Dodge Journey, and this is an interesting car because the Dodge Journey is the least expensive way to get a third row seat.
And it's a minivan, right?
It's sort of an SUV kind of a vehicle.
Okay.
And it is the cheapest way to get a third row seat. But again, no redesigns, not a lot of sales this year. And there's other midsize crossovers it competes with. And finally, the Lincoln MKT, one of the least attractive, that's a nice way to put that, cars that Lincoln has ever built. I don't think Matthew McConaughey can sell this car.
Ooh.
Yeah, I don't think so. Again, sales massively down, and I think probably you won't see that in 16.
Maybe some of those Matthew McConaughey parodies could sell it, though. Like SNL had one with Jim Carrey that was awesome.
We'll talk a little bit about that later in the show, but he really has made a heck of a deal with Lincoln, and he's raised Lincoln's profile in the automotive world just because of his mumbling, goofy commercials.
All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Welcome back. This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing with David Blassingame, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Tammy out today, but don't worry, she will be back. Getting lots of AutoFlex Leasing fan texts at 43733 and, of course, your phone calls. And you can and should call AutoFlex if you're in the market for a new car. They're open today. What are the numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234, 888-234-1234, out of the area. As always, autoflex.com. You can see all of the great stories we do there. You can also see all of the great pre-owned cars and lease returns that Autoflex Leasing has to offer. There is about 200 of them right now.
Wow.
Everything from 2014 four-door sedans and SUVs to 2010 European luxury cars. Mm-hmm. Because we lease all makes and models, we have all kinds of makes and models that we get back in on trade and on lease.
I was just telling a friend of mine about that over the holiday because he said that he only buys pre-owned. And I said, perfect. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
And he goes, right now I just got a 2008. And I said, no, you can get 2014 if you want, if you call Autoflex.
Yeah. You know, it's and it is smart. If you're going to purchase a car, you should always purchase a pre-owned car.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you're going to get a new car, you should always lease a new car.
Number to the studio, 877-881-1053. Let's head out to Will's Point and check in with Dave. Good morning, Dave. You're on with Dave.
Hello.
Good morning.
Which way I might should go. I'm 100% disabled veteran.
Thank you for your service.
And I'm always.
Yes, sir.
I'm not a problem. It was a blast. But I'm trying to figure out, because of the handicapped equipment, I've always, my main thing is my budget's tight.
Right.
Not tight, but it's set, mm-hmm. You know. So I always want to make sure I'm a warranted vehicle. So if something major breaks, I'm not having to scrounge up $3,000 to $4,000.
You bet. And that's really, really wise. That's very smart. What's your question?
And right now I'm purchasing a vehicle, which it's a 2012 Dodge Ram because it holds my handicap equipment in the back with the lifts and stuff.
Right.
If I go on a lease, I know I'd probably go over to mileage price up. So I don't know if that would be the right way to go or not. But my main question was, is because I save money on the taxes.
Right.
Because I pay no sales tax at the time of the vehicle.
Right.
That might make up the difference from the mileage.
Well, so here's the thing. We can build the mileage in. How many miles a year do you drive?
I live way out in East Texas. The house is paid for up there, thank God. But I go to the hospital a lot.
Okay.
So I'm driving, you know, sometimes I'm driving 200, 300 miles a week.
So 20,000 miles a year, does that cover you?
Between 20 and 30, I would say.
Okay. We can write a lease for that correct number of miles. I'm working with a fellow out of Austin right now, and we've been test driving cars with him. He's got a wheelchair lift that he has to have. And we've been test driving cars, and he is working right now on a Honda. He tried the Sienna, the Toyota Sienna, and the floor level was a little higher. The Honda, the floor level was a little lower, and he said it made it a little easier for him to work with his wheelchair, lift and wheelchair. Anyway, we're working with that right now. We can certainly help you. Just give one of our offices a call and tell them about your car, and they'll need to know about that because of the trade. And you're right, there's no sales tax involved in the transaction. And then we could build in the miles as you need. That way, that's not an issue. You've just got a vehicle that would be in warranty. It'll get you a lower monthly payment, and the mileage would be in line.
Right, and the payment, it'd be substantially lower than what I'm probably paying now, purchasing, correct?
Yeah, more than likely, anywhere from 30 to 50%, according to terms and stuff.
Yeah, because like I said, the warranty is my main concern always.
Understand. where are you calling from? You out in East Texas?
Yeah, I guess. We retired out here in Will's Point. It's out by Kenton.
Sure, that's an awesome place. We've got an office. The closest office to you would be in Richardson. It'd be 972-234-1234. Give them a call. Tell them you called in. Talk to me on the air, and we'll be more than happy to help you.
Okay, appreciate it.
Thanks, David.
All right. You guys have a good day.
You too.
Go Cowboys out there tomorrow.
Go Cowboys. Right. You bet.
Oh, man, go Cowboys. That got me in a good mood just hearing that. Getting lots of Autoflex Leasing fan texts at 43733. Another person has a question about the BMW 5 Series. Get it or no? Let's see. Get it or nah?
You know, they type like I do.
Yeah.
The 5 Series BMW is probably their best selling. Well, their best selling is the 3 Series, but the 5 Series is still a good car. Again, I would drive the car in warranty. If I was going to get it, I'd certainly lease it. There's some great lease deals out there on the car. You don't want to keep the car out of warranty and drive it for a lot of miles just because the repair expenses are high. If you're going to keep one out of warranty, get an extended warranty that'll cover you pretty well bumper to bumper, and then you don't have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Another AutoFlex Leasing fan texter says, I think life would just be a whole lot easier if everybody drove F-150s.
Ford thinks the same thing. It's amazing.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. How it works. I don't think so. I can't drive big old cars. I am already a bad driver, and trying to park those things, you don't want to be anywhere near me in a lot. Another AutoFlex Leasing fan texter says, my mom has a Milano Cabriolet, and it's UGLY.
Oh, well, we're in agreement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's maybe why it's going away.
It's a convertible.
Mm-hmm. And one more says, I have an M5, and I love it. So he's giving advice to the other person who said, should I get the BMW 5 Series?
Yeah, the M5 is the race car 5 Series, and it is a rocket. It's a really cool car to drive.
And as David mentioned, you can test drive those at AutoFlex Leasing. So gas prices going down fast and furiously. In fact, I went to Oklahoma for New Year's, and on the way home, we drove through Melissa, and I saw gas for $1.63 at, I don't remember if it was Racetrack or Quick Trip, but $1.63.
Yeah, you know, somebody posted a Facebook page. I don't know if it was real or not. Somebody posted a picture of a pump with $1.49 on it.
That is insane.
Yeah. I checked GasBuddies.com, GasBuddy.com yesterday, and the least expensive gas that I saw on Gas Buddy in the area of town that we're in the North Dallas area, was $1.80 a gallon. $1.80, $1.82, $1.83, Shell stations, 7-Elevens, Quick Trips. I would have had to have gone two pages to find $1.90 gasoline.
Wow.
Yeah, for regular. So it is, and the other thing, I got to mention this. I went to GasBuddy.com on my iPad, and I thought, you know, I'll just go to GasBuddy.com and I'll check fuel prices.
Right.
Well, guess what? They make you download their app before they show you anything.
Oh, you can't just log in and enter your zip code?
No. No, it says we can't find you, and then you have to give them your, you know, you have to buy their, not buy it, it's a free app, but I don't
sign
need another
up.
App.
Yeah, log in, and I hate
those. I just don't need another app. Now, if you're on a regular computer, though, GasBuddy.com, it's a great way to go. Put in your zip code, it'll give you the closest gas to you that's really cheap.
Facebook does that, too. You know, if you just want to stalk somebody and creep on their page, and you try to enter their info, and then it's like, you must log in first. I
well,
hate that.
That's the way they can trace who's...
Yeah, who's looking at you.
Lurking them.
AutoFlex Leasing fan text 43733, is the Bronco coming out in 2016?
You know, I don't know that for sure. There is a lot of talk about that. You know, the big Atlas front end that they showed that is now appearing on the bigger Ford trucks. The car is, if it comes out, it's going to look like that. I don't know for sure. I really don't. AutoFlex Leasing Fantex got a car from y'all on Thanksgiving weekend. Stan was great and loved the car. Thank you so much, and Stan is great.
Yay!
I agree.
Yeah. See, I'm glad that you enjoy your new ride. I've got a 2010 Suburban. I bought it used 2 years ago. Is there a deal to be made with an upgrade to another Suburban?
Yeah, more than likely. He got that as a used Suburban, and if you're going to get a Suburban, that's going to save you quite a lot of money. First year depreciation is relatively steep on them. They don't really depreciate much out of that. After that, I think right now we have a pre-owned 14 and a pre-owned either 14 or 13 GMC Denali XL, which is the GMC version of the Suburban. And both of those cars, you can find those at AutoFlex.com on our pre-owned car pages. Take a look and see what you think.
That's right. Another AutoFlex Leasing fan texter. Would it be better for me to trade in a 1,000 horsepower 2004 SVT Cobra or just sell it outright?
Sell it outright. I mean, if that's a specialty car, and you can trade it in, but you're going to get more money. You put that car on eBay.
1,000 horsepower?
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's almost scary.
Pass everything but a gas station.
Exactly. And we're talking about cars that are going to be discontinued, and lots of people are chiming in with cars that they don't like and wish that they would be discontinued. And this guy says Cadillac's whole lineup needs to be discontinued. They're a favorite brand of cars, but geez, the new Caddies are ugly.
You know, I work for Sewell Cadillac here in town in the late 70s and early 80s, and we were so fortunate because Cadillac was the luxury car, basically. I thought it was. They were very distinctive. And then as the cars moved through the 80s, into the 90s, and into the 2000s, they became more and more like all the other cars in GM's lineup. They weren't as distinctive. And I hate that because I really like the cars. And I have to sort of agree with our fan texter. They're not great looking right now. They're very angular and it's very different.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that's just not my idea of the car. We'll see. They got a new head of sales. who is Dutch, I believe, and they've moved their headquarters to New York, and they're trying to revamp the entire Cadillac line, so we'll see what that results in.
The nose on the Cadillac CTS reminds me of that old 80s show, Beauty and the Beast, with Linda Hamilton. It looks like the nose of the Beast.
There you have it.
Might have to put a side-by-side up on Autoflex's Facebook page for that one. Gotta take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
We're back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing.
Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by Autoflex Leasing. David Blassingame, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil. Sans Tammy today, but don't worry, she'll be back. And you can also call Autoflex 817 or 972-234-1234 if you're doing some car shopping in the new year. Or go online to autoflex.com, click the Facebook page, and see pictures of all the cars we're talking about and follow along with all the stories we're talking about right here on the Saturday Morning Test Drive. Want to give us a call? Number to the studio, 877-881-1053, or send us your Autoflex Leasing fan text at 43733. I asked people to call in and be our fourth co-host today, since Tammy's out, and boy, did they listen, so thank you. We have the best listeners. This guy asks, do you lease used big pickups, 3500s? I'm a horseman, and I have an occasional need on weekends for a very large truck.
Yes. How about that?
There you go.
Yeah, all the way back to, we'll go back about 3 years on pre-owned pickups, and we'll go up to a one-ton. And we have a lot of customers that lease their big trucks because they're horsey.
Yeah.
They're horse people.
Hyundai Veloster, turbo or regular engine? I'm not a fan of the turbo grill. I'm 28, and I prefer to drive safely instead of fast. So what's a better deal?
Well, the turbo is to go fast, and if you like the grill on the regular engine, I would get the one with the regular engine. Because the only reason you get turbo costs more, higher maintenance, and it's mainly to go fast. So if you're a safe driver and you don't like those jackrabbit starts or stops, you can use. You don't need a turbo.
Yeah, and
save your money.
And if you don't like the grill, if you prefer the way the regular looks, then that sounds like an easy answer to me.
Yep.
Don't be fooled. I said that I saw gas on my way home from Oklahoma for $1.63. And he says, don't be fooled by Oklahoma gas. That's $1.61. Oklahoma fuel's E85. And I put some in my old pickup and the truck ran horribly.
Yep.
So always make sure that you're looking at the type of gas you're getting.
Every time you see E85, think farm subsidy, because that's the only reason it exists.
It's ethanol, right?
It is. It's ethanol. It does not burn as efficiently as gasoline. You will get about 20-25% less mile per gallon driving on ethanol than you will on unleaded gas without ethanol. It was a farm subsidy started by Congress years ago and sort of foisted on us as an ecology thing. But the reality is you burn more of it because it doesn't run as efficiently.
When I was working with the Indy Racing League, and they all run, all those cars run on ethanol.
Yeah.
You could go out to the track and you could smell it in the air.
Yeah.
It's a different smell entirely.
It is. And those engines are designed to run on it. The engines in your car, or more specifically, or more specially, your edge trimmer or your mower, those are not designed to have ethanol in them at all. So it's not good.
Another Autoflex Leasing fan texter asks, can the mileage set in the lease be reduced if I discover that I don't use all of it?
No. A lease is a contract for a specific period of time for you to use a car for a specific number of miles. And if you don't use those miles, you can't actually change the lease, but you can benefit because the car should be worth more than the payoff at the end of the lease. And how that can work for you is you can actually get your money out of the car by trading it in or selling it yourself. And if it's cars worth more than the payoff, you get to keep the difference. That's yours.
Yay.
Yay.
Cha-ching.
It is.
What can you tell me about the Subaru WRX?
Everyone that has them, it's like a religion. They love those cars. They customize them. They do a custom exhaust. They do interiors. They do carbon hoods. They do all kinds of things on those cars. They're a lot of fun to drive. They're fast. And they maintain really, really good resale value.
Is it a little hatchback? I don't know.
No, no, no.
The
it's a little
WRX.
Sedan. Little sedan.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then one more quickie. I'd like to hear your take, David, on the 2015 F-150 made of aluminum.
Well, we don't know enough yet to see how that's going to work. It costs a little more to repair dents in aluminum that can be repaired than it does to than it costs to repair dents in sheet metal. So from the initial standpoint, I mean, the first thing I thought of was if you get in a hailstorm, it's either going to be replaced panels or more to repair than it would be if it was a sheet metal car. Now, it cuts the weight of the truck 700 pounds, which means that they actually can carry more, which was one of their big things, was they wanted to have best-in-class load-carrying ability. And that's probably going to do that for them. Doesn't make a whole lot of difference in the mileage, interestingly enough. The mileage is pretty well comparable to the sheet metal car. But the load range or the load carrying capacity will be higher, which is something they can certainly advertise. I haven't seen one yet. I know that they're in showrooms, but I just haven't seen one. We haven't leased one yet.
All right, but we'll keep an eye out for you. Let's get into in and out with the new year. Now that 2015 is here, you know, things are changing. Things come and they go, in and out of style. And car-wise, what's in and what's out?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that were in last year that may be out this year, and one of them is the BMW i8. It's their plug-in electric supercar, and it is sort of like an egg, basically. it's got more computers than any car ever built. It's really interesting looking, which means not necessarily good looking.
Right.
It's $135,000, and this year, Honda comes out with the Acura NSX. The BMW i8 has 357 horsepower. The Acura NSX with a similar drivetrain has 550 horsepower. The NSX is in, the i8 is out.
So is this a new NSX? I remember one from the 90s.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's great looking. I've seen pictures of it, and it's got 550 horsepower, and it's a plug-in hybrid, so it's sort of, you know, it's an interesting deal.
Mm-hmm.
Out, four-door sedans. In, SUVs. Everyone wants an SUV of some size. Everything from the RAV4s and the Honda CR-Vs up to the full-size SUVs. And for the first time in 2014, SUVs outsold four-door sedans in America.
Do you think that's because of the gas prices going down so much?
I think that has something to do with it, yes. And then just the utility, and people have kids, and people have soccer teams and that kind of thing. In 2014, the Chevy Volt. Out the same year, the Chevy Volt. Gas prices are killing it.
Uh-huh.
They're just not selling well. In, gasoline. Out, diesel. Gasoline keeps dropping. Diesel stayed about the same. Part of the reason is because we tax the heck out of diesel. At any rate, it's going to be really hard for diesel cars to make a comeback if there's a dollar a gallon difference in the fuel. In, Matthew McConaughey and Ellen DeGeneres.
Yay, I love them.
Out, Matthew McConaughey and Ellen DeGeneres.
Aww.
No, you know what? The Matthew McConaughey ads are fun, and they're going to keep going because he signed a contract with Lincoln for the next few years. So he's going to be doing their commercials, which is going to mean that Ellen DeGeneres and Saturday Night Live have a lot more material, and Jim Carrey have a lot more material to work with. In the Takata airbag recall, that's the latest thing. Everybody's worried about having a shotgun facing them when they're behind the driver's seat.
Yikes.
Or behind the steering wheel, yeah. And out the Cobalt recall, the Chevrolet Cobalt recall, which is becoming passe now, although it involved a lot of vehicles.
That's so out that I don't even remember it.
Yeah, it was the big one. It was the ignition key.
Oh, okay.
Thing. Yeah. That. In, Dodge Hellcat.
Yeah!
Out, Dodge Avenger and Grand Caravan. Dodge becomes a performance vehicle again, and they get rid of their stodgy four-door sedan.
Remember, I'm naming my firstborn kid
Hellcat.
Hellcat Summers.
Why not? In, grill sculpture. Out, functional grills. As you see more and more cars in the hybrid or the electric range, they don't need a big grill anymore because there's no air cooling needed for a radiator. So They're moving the grills. They're changing the grills. They can be more artistic with the grills. The front of the cars hopefully will look better. In, car apps. Out, AM/FM radio. People listen to their radio. They listen to Pandora now. They have Apple CarPlay. You know, they have Sirius XM. And so music has moved to the internet.
Except for all the rock stars listening to us right now.
Well, yeah. Yeah, that's true.
People have excellent taste, by the way.
This is sports radio.
Yeah.
That's music radio. In, line lock burnouts. Out, Dream Cruise burnouts. Here's what happens. The new new 2015 Mustang has a line lock innovation switch that you can push, and it will lock your front brakes up so that you can burn out in one place.
Neat.
Awesome. Yeah. In push button ignitions, out turnkey ignitions.
Yeah.
The GM ignition recall has had a big effect on the industry, and pretty quick, you won't have any more keys. Everything will be push button. In heads up display, out tachometers. You know, when I was a kid, if a car had a tach in it, you thought, man, what a hot car.
Yeah.
How cool that was.
Must be fast.
Now they got heads up display, shows traffic ahead, shows speed, shows temperature, all on your windshield.
Wow.
Yeah. So the stuff on the dash that used to be cool is really passe.
Aw. All right. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back with more Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
This is the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
Now it's time to air guitar. This is where we air guitar on the Saturday Morning Test Drive, brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing, with David Blassingame, Lane Lewis, and me, Sybil Summers. Phone number 877-881-1053, or send us your AutoFlex Leasing fan text at 43733. And as always, you can and should call AutoFlex for your next new car or pre-owned car. What are those numbers, David?
Either 817 or 972-234-1234 or 888-234-1234. As always, you can go to AutoFlex.com. You can see all our great pre-owned cars there. The other thing you can do is you can actually get a Black Book appraisal on your car to find out about what it's worth if you're thinking about trading it in. Go to AutoFlex.com, click on What's My Car Worth. You'll walk through a number of questions. It'll ask you about conditions, mileage, if it's ever been wrecked, and it'll give you a Black Book appraisal that you can use.
Mm-hmm. Earlier today, we talked about teen crash deaths happening in a certain type of car. And a new study finds that it could be attributed to a certain type.
You know, here's the thing. Nearly half of the drivers between 15 and 17 years old who died in car crashes between 2008 and 2012 were driving a car that was at least 11 years old.
Yikes.
And it's just sort of natural. I mean, teens generally don't go out and get brand new cars.
Right. A lot of parents pass down what they've been driving.
Exactly.
And then they get the new car.
And new cars are certainly safer than old cars. If you think about all of the crash worthiness and the protections and the equipment that's on the new cars that are coming out right now, it's one of the reasons that fatalities in general are down in the United States, because these cars have all these great systems on them. But it looks like that teens overwhelmingly drive smaller, older vehicles. A couple of the things that came out in the study were the bigger a vehicle was, the better off the teen was, and the newer the vehicle was, the better off the teen was, because of airbags, skid control, ABS brakes, things like that.
The ironic part of it is that a lot of times, like I mentioned, when parents get the new car, they say, well, I'm going to get the new one and I'll give them the old one in case they get in a wreck. That way we're not taking a big hit on losing a new car. But really, you don't have the safety features that you would have in a newer car.
No, they don't. In fact, the number of cars, if you go back 11 years, the number of safety features on those cars is minimal. And the new cars have got just amazing stuff on them. Now, there's ways, though, you can look at the cars that you're considering for your teen to drive, and you can look specifically at the equipment. Obviously, the biggest safety feature that has ever been put on a car is safety belts. That's the first thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the second thing is airbags. And then past that, ABS brakes, and then side impact airbags, and then skid control. And next week, we're going to cover a lot of safety features that are being added to cars now that make a remarkable difference in the survivability of what happens if you're in a bad situation.
Right.
The other thing they discovered was it takes about 30 years from the point that the industry introduces a new safety feature and when it's on 95% of the cars that are left on the road. So you've got to think back when things were introduced and then think 30 years later, then 95% of the cars on the road will have that feature. That's a long time.
Yeah. And one of the good things people can always do is go to AutoFlex and look at maybe a newer car, but that could still be affordable to get your kid into.
Exactly.
If they're a teen driver, and that way they'll be safe.
And there's a lot of really, really affordable cars for teens out there, and you have to look at them differently than you do a new car. What you want if you're looking for a teen car is a newer car that has really high first and second year depreciation. If you're buying a car for you, that's probably not what you want. If you're leasing a car, it's darn sure not what you want because it's not going to be terribly efficient. But you can still get a newer car with all of the great features on it that you need for safety and save a lot of money on those cars just because of the way they depreciate over the first couple of years. So it's not hard. You just got to do a little homework, and you can still get ABS, airbags, and safety features for your kiddos.
Mm-hmm. And you can also look at the pre-owned cars. Because some of those are newer and still have all the
same. That's what
features.
I was talking about.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I thought you meant the newer ones.
No, pre-owned.
Getting lots of AutoFlex leasing fan texts now at 43733. This person asks, can I lease a motorcycle?
You can, but it's not terribly efficient. They just don't cost that much. The thing about a car is the average price of a car is $28,000 right now. And the average price of the cars that we lease is $38,500. So you got to think that's going to save you X number of dollars a month because you're going to get a 30 to 50%. It's going to cost that much less every month. Motorcycle, $17,000. If it's an expensive one, maybe crazy expensive, $20,000, $22,000. There's just not that much money to be saved by leasing it. But you can't lease them.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't save you a lot of money.
Gotcha.
And they don't depreciate a lot after the first year. First year motorcycles depreciate like a big dog too. They drop. Yeah.
Another AutoFlex leasing fan texter asks your opinion of the Lincoln Mark LT. I don't know that one.
If you can get that on a lease and it's very inexpensive, then if you like it, get it. I would not buy the car because of depreciation.
Okay. Hi, Sybil, David, Tammy, and Lane. Give me a shout out to the 06 Kia with 2 smashed doors, a working window, 1 side mirror, a check engine light, an airbag light, and a tire pressure light all on. Love, Jeffrey Kavanaugh. Thanks for listening, Jeffro.
Jeff, yeah.
And we just gave some love to his car, too.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, my mom had a Pontiac Grand Prix Turbo. It had a screen and a digital speedo? Oh,
yep.
Speedometer.
Yep.
I was picturing men's underwear on the windshield. This was probably 20 years ago, and everyone thought it was crazy cool.
You know, if you go all the way back to the mid-80s, the Buick Riviera actually had a touchscreen that you worked the air conditioning and stuff on.
Fancy.
And it worked. It was a green screen that had to read out like the old computers, and you could touch things, and it worked. That was like that was probably 78 or 79. It was a long time ago. So the technology has been around in one form or that was cool to have that on that Grand Prix. I mean, it was a very cool thing to have at the time.
Yeah.
Purely experimental.
We've been talking a lot about recalls this year. As we just mentioned in our In and Out segment, the Chevy Cobalt had their ignition recall. Takata airbags had a major recall. And now Volkswagen is issuing a recall.
Yeah, and we don't cover a lot of recalls on the air, but I thought maybe this one was important. Volkswagen is telling owners who smell gas or see their electric power control warning light to go on, if the electric power light warning light goes on, go immediately to a Volkswagen dealer. Volkswagen is recalling 38,000 cars because of a fuel leak on the engine that can cause a fire. Automaker said no injuries or accidents have been reported as of this time. The recall covers 2014 to 2015 model years of Volkswagen Beetle, Jetta, Passat, and 2015 models of the Golf and the GTI. Volkswagen will be notifying all owners that are affected by this, but if you're driving one of those cars and you smell gas, I would get it stopped and I would get it to a Volkswagen dealer right away.
This reminds me of a little debate one of my friends and I had, I know y'all think I'm a horrible driver, and I pretty much am, but I was at the gas pump the other day, and I had my car still running while I was pumping gas, and this guy comes over to me and wags his finger in my face and tells me, and I said, can I help you? And he said, yeah, you need to turn your car off when you're pumping gas. And I said, listen, mister, I'll do me and you do you. And then I told my friend that I was like upset that he came at me like that.
Why did he save your life.
Well, and then she goes, you know, you could have blown up everybody at the gas station, right? And I said, no, you can't. I mean, how would that blow up? There's not even a spark. So, David, you're a car man. How would that happen?
Well, because there can be a spark between the gas nozzle and the car because you can generate static as you're getting in, getting out, walking around, rubble-soled shoes, dry days, extremely dry, those little sparks that come out of your hand. Yeah.
So it can really happen. Even today, in 2015, it can still happen?
It's happened.
Lane's shaking his head. He doesn't believe it either.
No, it's happened.
No, I don't believe that you did that. That's what I'm shaking my head at.
I'm not on your side. I just didn't think it would still happen with the way safety features are. They've got to have some kind of proof for that now, or you can't spark a fire at a gas station.
Well, I don't think so. I think I'd turn my car off.
I think that's one of those things that will always be the case.
I would never like smoke a cigarette while pumping gas, but
that was my next question.
No.
Do you smoke around?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't even smoke.
Have you seen Zoolander?
Hand me a match. I think I'm out of gas. That's always good.
All right,
a couple of other things. Edward Herrmann, who was a prolific character actor, stage and screen actor. He was actually Richard Gilmore, who was the upper crust grandfather on the Gilmore Girls. He was the voice of Dodge from like 92 to 2001. He was the big, tall, distinguished guy. And he died this last week, 71 years old. And he was originally born in Washington, D.C., grew up in Michigan, was a huge car fan, did customized cars, and had a good car collection himself. So Edward Herrmann passed on. And finally, the most clicked on story on the Autoflex Leasing Facebook page this last week was about the cars at the Acura store in Chicago that were buried by salt when the wall at the Morton Salt Foundry, or whatever they call it, collapsed. And there's this picture. Yeah, there's this picture, and salt has poured out and is just covering all these cars. It had more clicks than anything else. I have no idea why, but by golly, there it is. All the vehicles, they didn't belong to McGrath Acura. McGrath Acura is the store. They were in there for service.
Oh,
no. And they were parked against this wall, and the wall collapsed. The cool thing about it was, on the roof of the building, it says, right across the roof, when it rains, it pours.
So the salt factory is right next door to the dealership?
Exactly.
Oh.
Yep. It's a salt storage facility, and that's where they store all the salt for North America. So you can imagine how much is in there.
Yes.
I can't. And the other thing is, I think that probably will ruin every one of those cars.
The paint job?
No, it's just so corrosive.
Oh.
Yeah, it's terribly corrosive.
Think about having to clean that up. I mean, what would you even use? A giant vacuum?
Which brings me to this. You know, we sluiced the streets before we thought we were going to get ice this time,
mm-hmm.
which means they're putting a salt compound down on the streets. If you get a car up north, after 5 or 6 years, they start getting rust from all of the salt on the roads. We've never had really salt. We've used sand down here. I'm wondering about the sluicing that they're doing and how it's going to affect the cars.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Is this the first time they're doing it?
Yeah, it's a new thing that TxDOT is trying. And they put a salt water coating down, not a coating, but coating, on the streets, and then it just sets there because the salt stays in the pavement, and then the salt raises the freezing temperature, lowers the freezing temperature of the water, so water doesn't freeze at 32 anymore. It has to be colder than that to freeze because of the salt. So it all makes sense, but I'm just wondering about the cars and how it's going to affect our cars.
Well, I guess only time will tell.
Yeah.
Autoflex Leasing Fan Texter 43733. I just bought an 09 BMW 750 Li 4 months ago, and I'm listening to y'all right now. Is it too late for me to lease?
It's too late to lease that car. if I had bought a 750 Li, an 09, I would give us a call and let us try to get you an extended warranty,
mm-hmm.
because that would be the big thing I would be concerned with. Anytime you have an older European car, especially a really expensive car, they're fairly expensive to fix. So you want to go ahead and get an extended warranty because it'll be a one-time cost, but it'll give you protection for years and years.
Okay, another Autoflex Leasing fan texter. Happy New Year. I have a 2007 ML350 with 118,000 miles. I still owe 14 grand and I already hate my car. I want to get a new Ford Explorer. How do you like it?
I love the new Ford Explorer. I'm sorry for you.
Yeah, 118,000 miles, but at least your car is still running. So
it does.
You've got that to be happy about.
And we had another fan texter texting in. They have an 88 Toyota Extra Cab four-wheel drive pickup, 200,000 miles on it, and they are still driving it, and God bless you.
Yeah.
Cars really, if you'll take care of your car, they run for a long, long time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that about wraps up the show, but we're here every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. If we missed your fan text, you can still call Autoflex. They can help you out at either 817 or 972-234-1234, or you can go online to autoflex.com. Thank you to Lane. And for David Blassingame, I'm Sybil Summers. This has been the Saturday Morning Test Drive brought to you by AutoFlex Leasing.
To the left of me, jokers to the right. Here I am, stuck in the middle with you. Yes, I'm out of place.